Unit 3, Lesson 1 to 3, B. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. The Eiffel Tower is in Paris. The Eiffel Tower is in Paris.
2. The teacher said some gestures carry different meanings to different people. The teacher said some gestures carry different meanings to different people.
3. Many families have New Year's Eve dinner at restaurants. Many families have New Year's Eve dinner at restaurants.
4. The woman is asking for help because she has lost her suitcase. The woman is asking for help because she has lost her suitcase.
5. The ancient paintings and Chinese calligraphy attracted many people, including the Wangs. The ancient paintings and Chinese calligraphy attracted many people, including the Wangs. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Can I have a look at the suitcase? What's the size?
It's 20-inch. The length is 35 centimeters. The width, 24 centimeters. And the height, 53 centimeters.
Great. I'll take this one.
Question. How high is the suitcase?
Can I have a look at the suitcase? What's the size?
It's 20-inch. The length is 35 centimeters. The width, 24 centimeters. And the height, 53 centimeters.
Great. I'll take this one.
Question. How high is the suitcase?
Two. What can I do for you?
I want to borrow a book for my little daughter.
What's the book on?
English idioms with body parts.
Question. Where are they now? What can I do for you?
I want to borrow a book for my little daughter.
What's the book on?
English idioms with body parts.
Question. Where are they now?
3. Why did your father hurry off this morning?
He was afraid that he would miss the plane.
Question. What did the boy's father hurry off for? Why did your father hurry off this morning?
He was afraid that he would miss the plane.
Question. What did the boy's father hurry off for?
4. Hi, Lucy. Your mother is asking to see you in the teacher's office.
How can that be? She has left for London today. Maybe you have mistaken my aunt for her.
Question. Who has gone to London? Hi, Lucy.Your mother is asking to see you in the teacher's office.
How can that be? She has left for London today. Maybe you have mistaken my aunt for her.
Question. Who has gone to London? 5. When does the school library open?
It doesn't open until 8.
How long can I stay there?
It stays open till 10 p.m.Before that time, you can stay as long as you want.
Question. How long is the library open? When does the school library open?
It doesn't open until 8.
How long can I stay there?
It stays open till 10 p.m. Before that time, you can stay as long as you want.
Question. How long is the library open? 6. What a beautiful garden.
Yes, Betty has a really green thumb. Her house is full of wonderful plants.
Question. What does the woman mean? What a beautiful garden.
Yes. Betty has a really green thumb. Her house is full of wonderful plants.
Question. What does the woman mean? Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
A teacher in Canada once asked her students to write a composition. The composition's title was What I Did During My Holidays. One student stood up. His name was Tom. How long must the composition be? It can be any length, said the teacher. She added that the composition had to describe exactly what the students did during their holidays. She told the students that she would collect the composition the next day. The next day, the students gave the teacher their compositions. The teacher looked at them and then looked at Tom. She asked Tom to stand up. What's this, Tom? The teacher said. You've written nothing on your paper.
That's right, miss, said Tom. That's exactly what I did during my holiday.
A teacher in Canada once asked her students to write a composition. The composition's title was What I Did During My Holidays. One student stood up. His name was Tom. How long must the composition be? It can be any length, said the teacher.She added that the composition had to describe exactly what the students did during their holidays. She told the students that she would collect the composition the next day. The next day, the students gave the teacher their compositions. The teacher looked at them and then looked at Tom. She asked Tom to stand up. What's this, Tom? The teacher said. You've written nothing on your paper.
That's right, miss, said Tom. That's exactly what I did during my holiday.
Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文完成下列句子。
Many people go to different countries and live in different places in their lifetime. In different countries, they may meet with different manners. If you go to a Western country, it is necessary for you to observe some table manners. To start with, put the napkin on your lap. This protects your clothes from food or is used to wipe your hands or mouth when necessary. Hold the knife in your right hand and the fork in your left hand.And cut the meat or fish into pieces as you eat. Always use your fork to put food in your mouth. Use your spoon for soup. Do not put your own fork, knife, or spoon into a serving bowl. Do not spit anywhere. If you have bones in your mouth, take them out with your fingers and place them on the edge of your plate, never on the table or floor. Do not reach across the table or in front of another person.Ask someone to pass whatever you want. Use a handkerchief when you sneeze, cough, or blow your nose. Many people go to different countries and live in different places in their lifetime. In different countries, they may meet with different manners. If you go to a Western country, it is necessary for you to observe some table manners. To start with,Put the napkin on your lap. This protects your clothes from food or is used to wipe your hands or mouth when necessary. Hold the knife in your right hand and the fork in your left hand, and cut the meat or fish into pieces as you eat. Always use your fork to put food in your mouth. Use your spoon for soup. Do not put your own fork, knife, or spoon into a serving bowl.Do not spit anywhere. If you have bones in your mouth, take them out with your fingers and place them on the edge of your plate, never on the table or floor. Do not reach across the table or in front of another person. Ask someone to pass whatever you want. Use a handkerchief when you sneeze, cough, or blow your nose.